Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We mentioned already in the introduction that at the times of the Beis HaMikdash, each and every Jew would give a machtza shekel every year to the Beis HaMikdash in order to count the Jewish people. They would count them by the amount of coins that were contributed, each person giving one coin. And then also, they would use these coins to purchase karbanos for the public. So our parak now is going to discuss the order and how they did this. So we begin as follows. Be'echad ba'adar, on the first day in the month of Adar, mashmien al hashkalim. They would announce in all of the cities of the Jewish people that they should bring forth their machatz shekel. And the reason why we started on the first day of Adar is because Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is a month later, they would already need money in place to purchase the karbanos for the public for Pesach. Pesach was 2 weeks into Nisan. And they'd start the purchasing on the first day of Nisan. So 30 days prior, on the first day of Adar, they had to have the money in place and people would be giving the money then, the first day of Adar, so that should be in place ready for the karbanos in Nisan for Pesach. Right, it's, the Chacham say that the halacha is 30 days before a holiday, you start learning the laws of that holiday. So too, 30 days, before they're going to be purchasing the karbanos, you have to have the money in place. So they give the money on the first day of Adar, then they would start using it a month later on the first day of Nisan, all the way up until Pesach, which is 2 weeks into Nisan. And also on the first day of Adar, Al HaKalayim, they would also announce on Kalayim. So Kalayim is when people take, different types of seeds and they mix breed them together, which is prohibited on a Torah level. So anyone that had Kalayim growing in their field on the first day of Adar, they'd make an announcement that people have to go out to their fields and make sure to clean up their fields from any Kalayim that may be growing. So these are the two things that they would announce on the first day of Adar. B'chamisha asabai, but on the 15th day of Adar, Kairanus of Megillah B'Krachin, they would read the Megillah on Purim in the walled cities, cities that were walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. This is really, has to do with Megillah, but our Mishnah discusses it over here because it's one of the things that were done on the 15th of Adar. And nowadays, in the most, applicable scenario is Yerushalayim. Right? Yerushalayim's Purim is always a day later. Ours is on the 14th day of Adar, theirs is on the 15th day of Adar. Because any city that was walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun and Yerushalayim, their Purim is a day later than the rest of the world. Umitaklin esadurachim ve'esharachovos. On the 15th day of Adar, they'd also fix up the roads and the public streets that got ruined during the winter. And they'd fix them up in order that the people that are coming to be Ola Rega, they're coming up for the holidays to bring their karbanos in the base of Mikdash, they should have, good streets. Other commentators explain that they actually fixed up the roads and the bridges for people that had to go to the Ari Miklat. If they killed by mistake and they're running to the city of refuge, the Ari Miklat, you want to make sure the streets are clear. The Torah says, Tachan l'cha derech, the roads have to be clear. So they would fix up the streets after the winter for these people. But either way, they were fixing up the streets, whichever, reason you want to give. Ves mikvaos hamayim, they'd clean up the mikvaos that they used to dip themselves in from any kind of filth that came in from the winter, and they would add water if they had to add water, if water had, went down from the mikvah, so they'd fix up the mikvah. Vos in kolzorich harabim, and they would perform on the 15th day of Adar all different necessities of the public. The Yerushalmi explains that Beis Din would complete any outstanding dine mamonos and monetary court cases, dine nefashos, court cases that have to do with, the death penalty, dine malkos, any court cases that have to do with getting lashes, pedios, redemptions, erichim, different types of evaluations, charamim v'hekdeishos, different types of things that were set aside for the Beis HaMikdash, hashkaos sota, giving a sota to drink. I'll explain exactly what that is, once we hit Masechta Sota, but in short, if a man is concerned that his wife is hanging out with other men, and he warns her, so it's a whole process, but they bring her to the Beis HaMikdash and they have her drink from these bitter waters to test whether she was really cheating on her husband or not. So they would do that also. Usrefas para, they'd burn any a para aduma that had to be burned, the red heifer that had to be burned to have its ashes to purify people that became tame with CS Avid Ivri and putting the nail through an Eved Ivri's ear, Taras Matura, or purifying a Mitzora when it got Saras. So all these things, they do it all on the 15th of Adar. They would complete all these things on the 15th of Adar if it was outstanding. They'd also open up pits that were gathering water so that people should have water to drink from comes the summer. So there's a whole bunch of things that, you know, the Beis Nes that they care of. And the 15th of Adar, they would complete any, you know, outstanding stuff that we're mentioning here and the whole list. Umitzainen and Sakavaros would also pour a certain kind of lime next to a cave or next to a tombstone in order that Kohanim should know that there's a tombstone there and they shouldn't walk over there and become Tamei. Because in the winter, any lime that was there as a sign got washed away. So they put new lime there so the Kohanim should know that, hey, here's the Beis HaKvaros, here's a cemetery, here's a dead body, don't walk over there. And finally, V'yotzen af al hakalayim. So after they already mentioned in the first day of Adar that people should clean up their fields from kalayim, so on the 15th day of Adar, the messengers of Beis Din would go out and they check the fields to see if people uprooted the kalayim from their fields or not. And this runs right into Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis is a continuation of Mishnah Aleph, and it's going to discuss what Beis Din would do when they went to check people's fields now on the 15th of Adar, and saw that they didn't remove their kalayim yet. So let's see. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Barishona, in the beginning, Hayu okrin umashlichin lifnehem. So when the messengers, right, on the first day of Adar, they make an announcement, make sure there's no kalayim in your fields. And the 15th, they'd go out and they'd inspect the fields. So if Beis Din sent their messengers and they found that someone had a kalayim in their fields, they would uproot the kalayim from the person's field and they'd throw it right in front of their faces. They'd throw it in front of the owners of the fields. And they did this in order to embarrass them, because what's going on over here? You can't have kalayim growing. We announced 15 days earlier to get rid of it and you didn't get rid of it yet. So they did this to embarrass them. And Misha Rabu Ova Avera, and then the Yerushalm explains that when many people were doing sins, many people didn't care about Kalayim, so they said, hey, let the messenger, they didn't care about it. And when the messengers would come and, weed out their fields, they were thrilled because they're getting free, gardening services. They're weeding out their field. And not only that, after the messengers would weed it out, they would take it and they'd feed it to their animals. So these owners of the fields that were, once there were many, many people that were doing this sin, they were thrilled at what Beis Din were doing because they were cleaning up their fields and they had animal fodder for their animals. So Beis Din weren't going to stand for this. And they said, Hayu oikrinu mashlichin ala t'rachim. So then, once there were many people that were sinning, unfortunately, what they would do is they would uproot the kalayim, right? And they throw it on the roads in order that the owners of the fields should not be able to have any benefit from them, because now, they can't feed it to their animals. It's just lying in the public thoroughfare. But even with this, they didn't, get the job done, because they were still happy that they were getting free gardening because they were weeding out their field. Granted, they couldn't feed it to their animals, right? But their fields were still being weeded out for free. And these are sinners. They don't care that there's kalayim growing in the field. They just, want Beis Din to clean it up for them. So then they made a takana, hitkina, they made an enactment, shimafkirin klasada kula, that, Beis Din has the power to, it's called hefker, Beis Din, hefker. If a person is doing a sin, or for whatever reason, Beis Din has the authority to make people's possessions totally ownerless. So what they would do is if they found kalayim in a person's field already 2 weeks after they mentioned to get rid of it, they would just declare the entire field hefker, and whoever wants to come in and just wipe their fields clean. And once they started doing that, people saw they meant business. So that's how the Mishnah concludes, that at the end what they would do is they wouldn't send out messengers to clean up their fields or to, take out the weeds. They would just say, if your field hasn't been cleaned up by the 15th day of Adar, your entire field is hefker, is ownerless, and anyone can come and take whatever they want. So, okay, great. And that wraps up Mishnah Beis.